This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. 5 days after the Russian President Vladimir Putin announced a partial mobilization of thousands of reservists to fight in Ukraine, the move has triggered outrage protests in places like Moscow and St. Petersburg. However, also in the middle, remote area, the military commandant who was shot. One analyst says Putin is risking risk because of all the mobilization is being in some type of expert. Some U.S. patrol has spotted Chinese Russians in a naval ship near Alaska. We get details from AP correspondent.
Since they were rolled out earlier this month for those 12 and older, some 4.4 million Americans have received one of the updated Omicron-focused boosters. Now Pfizer wants to offer a child-sized dose for children ages 5 to 11. As with Pfizer's original vaccine, the elementary school-aged children would get a third of the dose of the updated booster. An FDA decision is expected soon. Pfizer and its partner BioNTech also announced they've begun a study of the updated booster in children younger than 5. I'm Ben Thomas.
And the Pakistan's massive floods this summer have now wiped out large swaths of crops. Now the country fears significant food shortages. One reason of concern is that it could prolong the wheat planting season, and that is, in fact, approaching very quickly. A NASA spacecraft has rammed a asteroid Monday night in a test to see if only spare rocks could be knocked out of a collision course with Earth. AP correspondent Tim McGuire explains.
The DART spacecraft, launched last November, rammed an asteroid at 14,000 miles an hour in an effort to nudge the space rock into a smaller orbit around its twin, 7 million miles from Earth.
And we have impact. A giant leap for humanity.
Mission controller Elena Adams, as the DART's camera went blank and its signal abruptly ended. Data from a bevy of telescopes trained on the pair will be checked to see if the orbit has shifted. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson says the mission is just the start of protecting the Earth from asteroids like the one thought to have led to the mass extinction of the dinosaurs 66 million years ago.
Planetary defense is a global endeavor.
I'm Tim McGuire.
Pfizer is asking the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to expand use of its updated COVID-19 booster shots to you and older.
Since they were rolled out earlier this month for those 12 and older, some 4.4 million Americans have received one of the updated Omicron-focused boosters. Now Pfizer wants to offer a child-sized dose for children ages 5 to 11. As with Pfizer's original vaccine, the elementary school-aged children would get a third of the dose of the updated booster. An FDA decision is expected soon. Pfizer and its partner BioNTech also announced they've begun a study of the updated booster in children younger than 5. I'm Ben Thomas.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk won a preview from questioning by the Twitter lawyers Monday, according to several press reports cited by anyone anonymous. The billionaire had been scheduled to give a $3 deposition in his high-stakes court fight with Twitter over whether he has to follow through with his agreement to buy the social platform for $44 billion. The Twitter CEO likewise postponed a money deposition with Market March. The trial is expected to last for several days and begin on October 17th. In Dwyer's Chancery Court, it is scheduled to last just 5 days. Twitter shares some of the brief rallied, apparently, on hopes of settlement. Recapping our top story, a young man has been shot, Russian's president, Vladimir Putin, at a close range at a enlisted office on Monday. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.